Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger, JP, it's 8:06.
I totally get it, though. These angry customers trashed a Chick-fil-A in Florida.
What do you mean you totally get it?
Listen, let me finish the sentence. They trashed a Chick-fil-A over cold nuggets. So they got chicken nuggets. Actually, their brother got chicken nuggets. It was cold. They went to talk to the manager. Manager apparently didn't give them the answer they wanted. And they went a little nutty. Now, I'm not saying I condone the behavior.
Okay.
Like Chris Rock says, all I'm saying is I understand. I understand the frustrations. When you're in the food business, how many times have we ordered from a deli or whatever it is, and it comes, you have your food here, it comes in wrong, you can't do anything about it.
Well, you can get it redone or whatever. In a Chick-fil-A sense, because it's right in front of you.
Because you can't get it redone. They already delivered it. That would mean them coming back, bringing another one, and take another half hour.
But what part of the Chick-fil-A thing do you understand?
I understand.
I don't get it.
I understand the anger that would ensue when you order something. Like, this is what they do. This is the job. The job is you take a food order, you deliver it as ordered, everybody's happy.
Right.
You're happy, you have happy customers, they're filling out surveys, they make you look great, everybody's cool. When it doesn't happen that way, and people are hungry. Remember you did that thing a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned the word hangry?
Hangry,
where you're so hungry, you get angry.
Right.
So a lot of times people wait too long to eat because life takes over. They're running around, they got things to do, they don't have time. These people just wanted warm nuggets. They went to a Chick-fil-A, they wanted warm nuggets. They didn't get it.
Some part-timer in the back messed up, so why didn't they just get them? They probably got them new nuggets.
They didn't get new nuggets, though. They got attitude. So I understand the hostilities. Do you know?
And so do you understand them trashing the restaurant?
Might be a little bit too much, but I understand the feelings behind it. So maybe they're a little misguided, misdirected.
Maybe.
But I understand. Why do I feel like Brett's about to make fun of me or kill me or something?
Well, there's a similar story where a guy in Wendy's had not enough cucumbers in his salad, so he threatened the person.
Do you understand that one?
No.
He said, if I had a gun or a knife, you would be the first to go.
Is that what he said?
For not enough cucumbers?
For not enough cucumbers.
No, you see.
In the salad. Instead of just asking for more cucumbers.
I understand people have a passion for chicken nuggets. They also have a passion for Chick-fil-A. I never heard anybody with a passion for cucumbers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that guy's just overreacting.
It seems to be what's going on. We had a couple beat up a 16-year-old girl and her mom who ran like some sort of chicken place. This was a few weeks ago. Over their order not being exact. Not enough fries. Why are people flipping out?
You know why? We're all working too much.
Everybody's hangry?
No, we're all working too much.
Is that what
and when we go out, we just want things the way they're supposed to be. I went and got a breakfast burrito two weeks ago, right? It's about 10 minutes away, the place. So I go, I order it, I ask, can you please add avocado? Pay the extra $1.25.
Sure.
Got home, cut into my burrito, no avocado. Now, am I driving all the way back there for that again?
Right.
No, they got over on me. What happens is the anger bottles up. You bottle it, you bottle it. And at some point, you're going to explode.
Before you know it, you're wrecking the condiment section
again,
at a Wendy's.
I don't condone their behavior, but I understand it.
Well, I still don't.
You
could be unhappy, argue with them, whatever, but throwing sugar packets and ketchup and tipping over condiments and making a scene at a restaurant? I mean,
again,
where are we?
I don't condone it. I understand it.
It's 8:10. All right. Top 10 list coming up in just a few minutes. We'll tell you what it is and why. If you know your music, you should do good with this list. Here's Ted.
BNY.com.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 8:16. Well, listen, there's a lot of stories in the news of people getting mad. The latest with fast food involves Chick-fil-A and some cold nuggets.
In Florida,
people didn't get any satisfaction. They went nuts and started just wrecking the restaurant, going out of their minds. Tony's on the line. Had apparently a recent situation with this. Go ahead, Tony.
Wednesday night, two nights ago. Order Italian food for me and my mother. Kid on the phone, a little smart-assy. No problem. I go there, pick up the food. They give me one price. When I go there, it's $5 more. I said, just give me one price. No, that wasn't the price. It's something like the way he's talking to me. No problem. I pay it. Get to the house, ordered a couple things that not Parmesan, no mozzarella. I was mozzarella on everything. Call him up, said, hey, you know, I was just there, $5, a problem. Yeah, I know who you are. Okay, still a little attitude. I said, look, you put Parmesan on everything. He goes, no, they put Parmesan. I said, everything's got mozzarella on. He says, you didn't say mozzarella, you said Parmesan. I said, okay, I got you. I said, I should have choked you when I was there. He goes, yeah, okay. Hangs up. No problem. Now my mother's looking at me. She knows me. Please don't. Get in the car. I drive all the way back. I walk through the first door. He sees me. I walk through the second. I got the meatball sandwich in my hand. I throw it through the friggin' cat, through the dining room. I bang him in the back of the head with it. Okay? The owner, who I know, Tony, starts screaming. I goes, you shut the F up. I said, because I'll break your legs after I break his. Now, was I wrong? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't think so. I think the kid got the message. I think the kid's going to change his tune a little bit. I'm just saying, this was Wednesday night. You get a little frustrated when you're paying for a service and you get people talking to you in a certain way and not providing the service you're paying for, and on top of it, screwing it up.
That's true.
Tony, yeah, again, I don't necessarily condone your behavior. I do find it funny, but I understand it.
My wife yelled at me when I got home.
That's okay. She'll still love you in the end. You make good money. If you didn't make good money, it'd be a different ballgame.
The kid will get the order right next time, most importantly.
And he won't talk back to anybody. Thanks, Tone.
Later, bro.
I could totally see him winging a meatball hero through a dining room. That's great.
Through the dining room.
What a story.
That doesn't happen every day. Kid will never forget that, though. 30 years from now, he'll remember that one.
I love that guy.
818, here he is.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.